Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, welcome to the Can We Help You podcast. We are your non-professional advice podcast. We gather every few days and come together for you to ask us your questions and for us to see if we can help you with them. I'm Jax.
I'm Sash.
And we are, Franco's running late today, as well, not as always, but he's often late lately, I feel like.
Yeah, and it's always, like today was, at least he gave us a better time frame today and he said 15 minutes. Last time he said a few and I think he ended up being like 10 minutes late. So he seems to have gone for more like, I'm running pretty late. And you know what? I was just like, nah, we're starting without you. I'm not waiting. I've got shit to do today.
You're not here, you know?
Yeah.
Although I always tend to be, I mean, it's different when there's only three of us because there's only three of us. But I feel like if there's more than three, like I'm thinking maybe like more than like six or seven people, I reckon there's always someone later than you. Almost doesn't matter how late you are. There's always going to be someone later than you. And the more people that are going to that thing, the higher likelihood that there's going to be one or more people who are later than you. That's what I always have worked by.
I'm always early. Like I'm a get there in advance. Like if it's, you know, a dinner or something, I'm always like, oh, I want to be there 5 minutes before. Do you know what I mean? I like to like leave space.
I prefer to be a little bit fashionably late. Personally,
nah, rude. It's rude. Fashionably late is fine if you're at a party, but not if you're meeting like a small group. You don't need to be fashionably late for a small group.
But you don't want to be the one who's there too early, and it's just like you and the person that you don't really know that well, and you're like, oh, hi, and then you have to wait together and make awkward small talk for everyone else to turn up. So you want to be a little bit late so that you don't have that awkward beginning. That's what I think.
You do whatever works for you. I think as long as you're no more than 10 minutes late, any more than 10 minutes late, you're getting rude.
Okay. Fair enough.
In my humble opinion.
Something happened to me over the weekend.
Yeah.
I wasn't really sure what to do because it's the first time this has happened to me here. And the first time this thing happens to you anywhere, it's kind of annoying and you have to figure out what to do. But it's especially annoying, I think, in a new country where you haven't done this before. I got hit at the supermarket by a woman. My car got hit. Not I got hit. I didn't get punched in the face.
Jesus. I was like, where is this going?
My car got hit at the shop. So I came back to my car. There was a scratch down the side. And
oh, no, your beautiful Audi.
Yeah, there was a note left on the windscreen. And I was like, oh, God. And the note said, I hit your car, sorry, and a number. And I wasn't really sure what to do. I was like, do I call insurance? Do I call the police?
Yeah.
Do I call the number?
Yeah, it's so fucked. What did you do?
So I called the number and she was like, oh, hi, yes, I'm so sorry. Yeah, look, you know, I accidentally hit your car and, oh, look, I'm just driving at the moment. I'll give you a call a bit later when I'm home and I can talk about it with my husband. And I was like, oh, okay, this could be bad. And so then I was like, now what do I do? Like, if she doesn't call back, do I then call the police? Do I then call my insurance company? What do I do?
No, you just call her again.
So anyway, she called later and they were like, and the husband was like, oh, I know a guy. And I was like, I'm not going to know a guy. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. So, but then I was like, oh, I feel like I should just like put it through insurance because I feel like that's what you're supposed to do, right?
But you often end up paying more to put it through insurance.
You pay more.
That's right.
And I was like, you know what? She's done the right thing. She's left a message. She was happy for me to call her. She called me back. And so I was so torn. And so in the end, I took it around. And it was, you know, the most annoying thing when something happens to your car is you got to take it around. You got to take it to this place. You got to take it to that place and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And it was a weekend. So nowhere was open. There was like a handful of places open and they were only open certain hours. So we took it, you know, to one place and they were closed even though they said they were open, and we took it to another place and we took it to the dealer, and the dealer had their service department closed. And
did you have to go through your insurance or you had to go through the lady's insurance, right?
Well, if we were to go through insurance, then, well, I don't know. See, again, I don't know. Normally, like, I've never just been kind of a little bit hit, right? Normally, I've just been, like, properly hit, and then you go through insurance because there's no way that's going to cost less than, you know, a certain amount of money.
Yeah.
So I go through my insurance and they, you know, whatever, they deal with the other person's insurance. So I've never had, like, a really minor thing.
Yeah.
So I think you can go through your insurance or you can try and just collect from the other person's insurance.
Mm-hmm.
But they had not, you know, she had not offered up her insurance info yet. So I was like, okay, they probably, you know, think it's going to be cheap and probably want to stay away from insurance, which, you know, I get, and she was nice. So I thought, I'll humor her. Finally, we went to this last place and we drive in. Anytime you go to a mechanics or a service center or a body shop, there's always the guys and they kind of look at you like, you know that look, the sort of like, what are you doing here? And it's like, what do you mean, what am I doing here?
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, obviously I'm here for a reason. He comes over and he says, hi there. And I was like, hi. Got out of the car. I was like, look, I want to get an idea of whether I can fix this. It's this sort of big scratch down the side of the car. He's like, it might be expensive. And then he kind of goes over and he starts to touch it. And then he rubs off the dust, and you wouldn't believe it. The whole thing disappeared.
How dusty was your car?
It was a dusty car. Look, there was clearly, you know, I don't know what happens when a car hits another car, right? She must have just tapped it a little bit. And some of the – maybe she had a white car and some of the dust from her car or some of something from her car has just gone onto my car. But he just brushed it off and he went, there you go.
Oh, my God. Did he charge her?
He said, I got the magic fingers, and he did not charge me. And that was nice. Oh, magic fingers. But
well, this is an awkward conversation to walk into. I want some magic fingers. Franco's, that sounds here. Great.
Franco's here. Magic fingers, you know, can't beat it, really.
I think it's better that I don't know what you're talking about. Carry on.
Yeah, leave it in mystery. Don't tell him what it's about.
He decided not to charge me. And after he used his magic fingers, he went on his way, or we went on our way, and that was
it. Lucky you.
Yeah. I messaged the woman and I said, it's all fixed. Don't worry about it.
I once ran up the back of someone and they tried to jip me out of money because I could tell they'd put together a fake quote because they're like, we're not going to go in, don't go through insurance.
Yeah.
Go, you know, we'll go, I'll go get a quote and da da da. Cause I like did damage the back of their car.
Yeah.
I ended up pushing back because I was like, nah, there's no way this damage costs. You know, it was in excess of $1,000. And it's just the worst because it's so awkward because when you do it, so like for me, like this was me on a busy road and I ran up the back of someone. And I don't know if you guys have ever done that before, but you just go kind of into shock because it's like a big, like, you know, you hit the back, you stop, you're like, oh my God. And then you kind of get out and you're like, oh my God, I'm so sorry, da da da. And like, I you know, whatever the excuse sorry. Was.
That is an admission of guilt.
I know.
That's the one rule.
And they latched onto me. It was these two women and they were like middle-aged and you could tell they smoked a pack a day. And they were just like, doll, I hope you learn from this. And it did. It ended up in this horrible like text message exchange. You know, at first it's all very cordial and polite until they start trying to get $2,000 out of you and then you're like, oh, I don't think you're legitimate. Yeah, fuck. Fuck car accidents and all that shit. It's not fun.
It's not fun.
Well, I'm glad it was just literally –
literally,
I don't get how you didn't. If I see a scratch on my car, I go to rub it because I hope I can buff it out. I don't know how you didn't even like touch it.
I didn't want to touch it because I didn't want to like disturb it. And I thought I'm going to check it out to see how much it's going to cost first.
Disturb it?
Yeah.
I'm not saying take at it with a fucking sand belt, whatever those fucking tools are.
A what?
A grinder. I don't know.
A sander?
Sand. Sand.
Just a sander is fine.
Santa? It is Christmas.
Santa Claus.
Oh, we're putting up our Christmas tree today.
Aww.
That's another conversation. It's too early.
Yeah, hang on. So today's the 18th of November.
It is.
It's pretty early.
It's 12 days too early, if you ask me.
We're putting ours up because it's Thanksgiving coming up and we were like, we should have it up for Thanksgiving because it seems like fun.
Yeah.
You know?
That's nice.
I thought the rule is you do Thanksgiving and then you put the tree up.
Yeah.
Is that the rule?
I feel like that's kind of why Thanksgiving is where it is.
Oh, well, too late. I want the tree up.
Because after that, then it's you know, it's Christmas time.
I feel like it's Christmas time now. Here, there's lights everywhere. There's Starbucks have their Christmas cups happening. There's Christmas drinks at Starbucks. Like, it's basically Christmas. Target's full of Christmas shit. I feel like this year especially, all the Thanksgiving stuff's been skipped. Like, there's occasional mention of turkeys, but for the most part, it's like we're already into Christmas. So, you know, I feel like I just got to embrace it.
Yeah. Yeah, I try not to be one of those people who go, oh, the bloody Christmas decorations are up already. But I did walk into my local Westfield. It was 2 weeks ago and the Westfield was decked out and I turned to Shane and I went, fuck, man, this is too early.
It is too early.
How very dare they.
I like Christmas and I like enjoying Christmas, but it kind of just turns into meaning nothing when you do it for a quarter of the year.
Yeah, and I just wasn't ready.
Christmas is special because it comes up for, you know, a few weeks at the end of every year.
It comes just once a year, so you have to make the most of it when it arrives, you know?
Yeah, it comes once a year.
Poor old Santa.
All right, should we get into a question?
Let's do it.
We haven't done that yet.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Let's hear from Ronnie, who writes...
G'day, Ronnie.
Help me. My best friend just told me I'm too close to her and has dropped me. All I ever did was check in consistently and do my best to care. How do I make more friends? She was my only one. I wasn't needy. I haven't seen her in months and there is no boy or girlfriend involved to my knowledge. There was no hints or communications about this prior. How can you be too close if you haven't seen them in months? Was that just an excuse? Or was she never my friend in the first place and just playing me? I'm 20. I don't like to go to bars. I have post-concussions syndrome. So Ronnie's basically been dropped by her only friend.
Been friend dumped.
And wants to know how to make other friends, but also why did this bloody friend dump them? Which, you know, we don't know. We don't know, Ronnie. Yeah. We don't have a direct hotline to this person.
We might. It might be one of your friends.
Maybe. But, you know, sometimes in life things don't turn out the way we thought they
mum,
would.
Sasha, mum. Look, you're 20, Ronnie. I feel like maybe this is a high school friend who maybe you guys have finished high school and gone your separate ways and you don't check in that much, and maybe your friend Ronnie has realized, I have new friends now, or I don't need my old friend in my life, or something like that. And that always, I mean, that obviously is going to suck if they're your one and only friend. But I feel like, and look, I feel like I've spoken about this on the podcast before, but I know that when I went to my high school reunion, I went there and I was like, why was I ever friends with any of these people? I don't have a single thing in common with them. And so maybe that's, and that doesn't mean they're bad people. That doesn't mean I don't like them. That doesn't mean I didn't like them then. But maybe you guys have just grown apart. And that's unfortunate when it happens, but it can happen, unfortunately.
Yeah, look, and it's hard when, you know, you think you have a good relationship with someone and then all of a sudden they're like, no thanks, I don't want to be a friend. But also, Ronnie, if this is how this person is choosing to end your friendship for seemingly no reason except that you were, you know, just being a good mate and checking in on them, then they're probably not worth having as a friend.
Yeah,
you can do
right.
way better than that. And we've been asked a few times, how do I make friends? And we always say, join a group, join the local theatre,
join a
multi-sports competition, join your local, I don't know, do you have a dog, Ronnie? There's so many, they call them packs. There's so many packs around my area.
Join a wolf pack.
Dog pack. No, seriously, that's what they call it. And they're like, our pack and da-da-da. I'm not really part of any of the packs, but I float between the packs because I walk – these people, like, walk their dogs at the same time every single day, and then they go to the park and so –
they go dogging together.
Dogging.
I'm going to leave that one.
You know, there's all sorts of ways to meet people at work, at uni or college or whatever you do. You'll make more friends, Ronnie. Don't stress about it. And fuck that old friend. They're obviously a petty
– don't fuck them.
Asshole.
No, you don't have to fuck them.
Fuck them off.
Yeah. I don't know if this is as much a question about how to meet friends as much as it is how to maintain friends, because it sounds to me, and I really don't want to come down, especially on a listener, but it sounds to me like Ronnie was a little bit clingy, a little bit, you know, maybe messaged too much, maybe.
I don't know. Ronnie says they didn't check in that much, and they just kind of said g'day every now and then. I feel like Ronnie was the opposite of clingy.
Yeah, right. I don't know. Maybe I'm just like relating Ronnie too much to a person that I'm thinking
said.
Of. Yeah, maybe there wasn't a message back. And when you say hey three times in a row in a chat and you don't get replied to, maybe that's a sign. And I'm not saying that that's what Ronnie did, but it is very important once you've met a friend to just realize what the boundaries are, see what point in your relationship you're at. And you know, some people just don't chat over text. I've got many friends that I just see in person, and the only text that we send are, hey, want to catch up?
It could be that the dynamic wasn't – maybe it was too far the other way. Maybe Ronnie's friend was expecting more check-ins or expecting to be thought of more, expecting to be talked to or talked about more. And weren't getting that from Ronnie, who's like, oh, I'm just going to check in every now and then.
Entirely possible. And I think you just need to vibe out the situation. You just need to reciprocate kind of what Ronnie's friend is doing and just figure out, hey, how often should we be chatting? I'm going to do that much instead of too much or too little.
I feel like it is harder as you get older because you're like, what like, how much effort do I need to put into my friendships? Because I feel like you're already, as you get older, it's already hard to make and maintain friendships.
Yeah.
And, but then you also don't want to, like, you don't want to, you know, go over the top. You don't want to expect other people to go over the top for you. And it just becomes quite, when you're 20 and you're all at college or uni together and you see each other every other day or whatever, it's a lot easier than when you all have different lives and families and you have to.
It is a lot easier when you've got a system and a reason to see each other.
Yeah.
I think something I'm realizing only lately is that it is kind of a lot like dating in the way that If you want to start seeing someone, you need to make sure that they're single first, except you need to make sure that whoever you want to be friends with is actually open to making new friends, because some people aren't. You need to kind of be aware, especially when you potentially go a bit hard into, you know, making friends with in a situation where you don't have many friends and you want to get to know new people. Some people just are fine with their friend group. They don't want any outsiders coming in.
That's very true. Ronnie, I think just, you know, move on from this friendship. It's probably wasn't going to be the best one for you. Like I said, if they just want to kind of drop you like that.
Drop it like it's hot.
And just get yourself out there. You don't have to go to bars to make friends. In fact, it's probably kind of hard to make genuine friends at
bars. How do you make friends at bars?
Do you make friends at a bar?
I go to bars with friends. I think that's a thing.
You make friends for the night.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. I would used to go to bars and make friends for the night. Or I'd see people that I know, like, tangentially or you know, acquaintances, and we'd kind of be friendlier for the night, but I don't think I would ever, although maybe that's wrong.
I've gone to bars with friends and then met other people at the bar and then gone to the bar with them later on at a different time. But
right.
I think you can make friends. I think it depends on the bar.
I think if you're going by yourself to a bar, for example, don't expect to make great friends with anyone there.
I don't know. I reckon that could be.
It's not really. It's not. Yeah, I don't know. It's not the same as a dogging club, is it?
I was, because I went shopping a couple of weeks ago to there's a Whole Foods a little bit further away from us. We have one close and one a bit further, and that one has a bar within the Whole Foods within the supermarket. And as we were walking out, I noticed that there's the bartender serving up drinks and there's a couple of people sitting there, the TV's on. And I was like, I wonder what it would be like to go to a bar where it's like, you know, like not like a nightclubby kind of bar, like a Moe's bar kind of thing, where there's a bartender and you'll sit around the bar and chat and talk shit. I've never been to something like that before, and I wonder what that would be like. Does that still exist? And can you make friends that way?
I feel like that was a very pre-computers and like phones kind of thing, where like
you say you that, need but there to... were two people sitting at the bar at this Whole Foods about 2 weeks ago at a Whole Foods
what,
of all
what
places.
What time was this? I'm very curious. Was this like during the day?
It would have been like
midday-ish,
maybe 7 o'clock at night or something.
Oh, okay, that is actually even stranger somehow. I think it's okay. I think it's fine to go by yourself to a hotel bar.
Oh, yeah, that's a good,
like,
good one.
Like, if you just want to sit at the bar and order a cocktail and wait for someone to come up and have a conversation with you, that's fine at a hotel where, like, it's expected that everyone's, you know, traveling and by themselves and important business people. I've like you, I've looked for the equivalent to Moe's bar and I haven't found it yet.
I feel like a hotel bar, you kind of, I mean, this might be just me projecting what happens in the movies, right? But I feel like a hotel bar is maybe less looking for friends and maybe looking for, hey, when are you leaving town? What are you doing tonight? Would you like to take this upstairs?
Yeah, exactly. Look, there's two avenues that I have seen play out at these kind of bars, and there is that one, and then there is, hey, we're going to this strange illegal underground party. Do you want to join us? Like you either meet people who want to have sex or people who are doing like really weird things, and you end up falling asleep in a field surrounded by cows at 3 a.m.
Hey, that sounds like it could be fun. Mm. I don't know what kind of weird things you're doing though, Franca.
I'll never tell.
Oh. Was that when you were in ag school?
I have actually come to think of it, fallen asleep in a field surrounded by cows. I was sober though.
Oh, gross.
Yeah. They leave you alone. They leave you alone.
No, you'd the poo. So.
Yeah,
the
you wouldn't want to get pooed on.
Oh, well, you avoid it. Find a nice place to lie down in the unmown grass and you have a little bit of a kip while the teacher doesn't realise that you're gone.
Oh, my God. Axe school's a different life.
Axe school life.
It is.
Also, like, Franco's ag school was on the outskirts of Sydney. So, to me, like, it is, you know, semi-rural where he went to school.
Yeah.
But also it's still Sydney. So, to me, that's just bizarre that someone in Sydney could have that schooling experience.
Yeah, no, it definitely was very within Sydney. But on the school grounds itself, you could look around and it looks like a farm. You can't really see, like, massive buildings or anything in the distance.
Wow. Different life.
That was great. Damn, I missed that school.
Maybe you could start an ag school, Franco.
Start an ag school. Does that make me the principal? It's not for me, to be honest. No.
Founder.
Maybe I'll just start a little farm. I'll buy a little property and build myself a bed in the middle of a cow field. That's all I need.
Well, apparently, Ronnie, the best way to find a new friend is to find a cow field and see who's sleeping there.
I don't think that's what I meant.
No, I don't think that's what we were getting at.
Go get a dog, Ronnie.
Get a dog.
Get a dog and go dogging. Well, that's it. Thanks for joining us on the Can We Help You podcast. As always, please send your questions through, whatever the question is, to @canwehelpyoupodcast on your socials, or you can send it to canwehelpyoupodcast.com. There's a little form there. You can always stay anonymous and ask us whatever you want, and we'll talk about it. Doesn't matter.
Absolutely.
We'll talk about cows in fields.
Yep. And, we'll be back in a couple of days.
See you then.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.